While we were captivated by the beauty of that giant horsefly that made its debut in front of all of America at the vice presidential debates by landing specifically on Vice President Mike Pence's head, just a beautiful landing, 10 out of 10. Better than the Olympics.
Men and women who serve in law enforcement, and I want everyone to know who puts on the uniform.
There were other things happening as well, including riots all across the country. You probably didn't know that. In Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, in Minneapolis, and even the Jews, the little Hasidic curly-haired Juke people, were burning masks in New York. What is going on? Who would have thought this would happen? Well, we got that and a lot more coming on today's show. But first, I want to remind you guys that here on YouTube specifically, we are having problems with people being unsubscribed. So if you are not subscribed to this channel, please click that button and turn on the bell. It's imperative that you get the real news reports every single time that we release them at the best time, which is when they are released. But if you think you're subscribed, please click that button below because you might have been unchecked. It's absolutely imperative now more than ever that you guys continually check in on this channel, share these videos, because people, YouTube is making it almost impossible for us to continue on this platform as they've taken us out of the algorithms, labeled us a borderline channel, and it's just very difficult to actually get even our subscribers to see our videos because YouTube sometimes makes them invisible. And so please continue to support this channel there. Welcome back to another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We're going to be talking about the riots that have happened, including, I'm just going to cut to the chase, these people who have decided that running onto a highway is the best response to an officer-involved shooting. I don't know why they continually... Why are they running like that too? And why is there so many of them? And why do they always make it to highways? It's just incredible. Anyway, before we jump into today's show, I want to give a huge shout out to the best cup of coffee in America. Black Rifle Coffee Company not only is delicious, according to me, if you drink it, it makes you a better person.
Oh yeah, just not feeling so good. Oh yeah, feels so damn good. Black Rifle Coffee made me a better person. Holy sh**.
And of course, that's not the company doesn't vouch for that, but I can let you know, if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive right now, you can get 20% off your first order of America's favorite freedom-loving roast. You guys, this is a veteran-owned and veteran-operated company. I want to let you know that a lot of coffee companies suck, including Starbucks, which I'm drinking my Wisconsin mug on purpose because we're talking about Wisconsin. And I feel bad for people that live there. But you know who I don't feel bad for? People who are smart enough to buy Black Rifle Coffee. If you go there today, even my new producer, Sav, who you'll meet soon, tried Black Rifle Coffee for the first time at my house, and she said it was amazing. She's going to buy some of herself. And you can too. You can get whole beans, ground roast. You can get, I use specifically the coffee rounds, single use for my Keurig. You can get canned coffee. It's absolutely incredible. So right now go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive and get 20% off your first order. I recommend you check out the Black Rifle Coffee Club. And just like my producer who decided she wanted to be a better person, you can too. Anyway, check it out right now. It's amazing. Let's jump into the story for today. So Wauwatosa. It sounds like something that you would say if you were a Pentecostal preacher and you were knocking someone down in the name of the Lord. Wauwatosa! Wauwatosa! It's actually a real city, I found out. And there was an officer-involved shooting and that happened back in February. Who would have thought? And people got mad because that officer got released from prison or wherever he was. I don't actually know fully. It was kind of hard to follow the story. He was a black man and he shot a black guy and killed him in February, back when COVID and everything was around. And then they acquitted him on all charges. And so people did what you would expect them to do. They decided to loot, burn, and riot. Check out this clip, a little bit of what they did at a place called Speedway, where they looted a small business because nothing says justice for black people like stealing. So it's no surprise that people started looting commercial businesses. This has become a normal response, right, to any police-involved shooting. What it used to be is they were saying that it was white officers killing unarmed black men. But now, even if you're a black officer killing an unarmed black person, people will still riot. But even more, we've gotten into the next level of the matrix. If you're a black officer that is firing upon a black person that also fired at you first, you also are going to see a riot. Basically, anytime there's any shooting from a police officer, no matter what the circumstances are, people are going to use that as an excuse to steal Doritos. And I feel bad for these people. What? How poor do you have to be to steal Doritos? I'm not talking smack on poor people, but it's like you're going to loot and risk your freedom, and what you're going after is a bag of chips. It's kind of sad, actually. It's really sad. It's sad. Somebody buy these people chips. Why don't they have chips? I want to know. That's the question of the week. Why don't these people have chips in their house? Why do they need to steal them? I say we have a stimulus package that includes a bag of Doritos. Maybe the violence would stop. But on top of that, these people did a lot more than just run onto the highways and loot stores. For the first time, we saw that. You guys remember this when Michelle Obama said that Trump was racist and we were all racist for telling people in the suburbs that rioters were coming their way?
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation. And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement.
Poor timing, Michelle. She said that people weren't coming for the residential neighborhoods. This is something I have been saying for a very long time. And in fact, they didn't just come to the neighborhoods. For the first time, a journalist named Julio Rosas from Town Hall, who's going to be on the show a little bit later, actually captured the brown and black people and white people, believe it or not, there were all races there, breaking the windows of a residential complex that was not commercial. Yeah, guys, this is absolutely insane. So we've seen the escalation from protests to riots and now to an actual ground warfare battle to where they're coming for your house. And this is where the Democrats get it wrong. They continually say, well, they always say that we are wrong, right? The right wing is wrong. We are always lying and stoking fear and that we're misrepresenting the situation. Well, it turns out those of us who spend our time full time recording and covering the riots have seen the escalation and the way that these disturbances have moved into neighborhoods. And we knew it was only a matter of literally weeks until they actually just started attacking residential homes. And now they're doing it. They are actually attacking your houses. This is why the McCloskeys, who in St. Louis are being indicted, right, for pulling out their guns. They're so badass. I really love those people. They took out their guns to protect their home from rioters, and people go, oh, that was too intense. That was too crazy of a response. How could you assume people were going to attack your house? That's probably because they watch this show or shows like it, and they know that people will attack your home. Is the news talking about this? Is the media covering this? This actually matters to Americans. No, they're not, because the media hates you and they don't want you to be armed with the truth. Instead, they're too busy talking about what a wonderful performance at the vice presidential debates. That was mean, but it was true. Anyway, Julio Rosas also went and spoke to the owner of the residential complex that explained that a little bit about what happened and the damage that was done.
So they were occupied when this happened?
Yes, correct.
And
there was only one person that was home.
Okay.
She's a 70-year-old woman, and she was in her bedroom, and her front window got smashed.
What was her reaction to that?
She screamed. She started crying. She called me. By the time I got down here, because 91st Street was completely blocked up, she couldn't stop shaking. I ended up loading her into my vehicle and driving her to her sister's house in Grafton. In hopes that she would get some rest, because I knew she wouldn't get any rest here.
I mean, this guy's talking about the fact that people lived in this home and they were terrified. They were mortified. This is absolutely insane. Black Lives Matter attacked an old woman. They attack old people. Black Lives Matter is not only now racist and anti-cop, they're anti-geriatric. It's actually really sad. Speaking of old people, huge apology to my grandma for calling Kamala Harris a facelift. That was inappropriate. And this is the part of the show where Elijah comes out and apologizes to his grandma. I'll think of a better word next time. But it wasn't just in Wauwatosa that madness was happening, the insanity. The Jews got out of hand. What are the Jews doing? What's in their Manischewitz? I don't know, but they were burning masks. And whatever this is, these videos were captured by George Ventura of the Daily Caller showing the Jews doing Jew stuff. We have to be so careful how we talk about the Jews. Attention, we got to be very careful how we talk about somebody call Jerry Seinfeld. The Jews are out of control. What are they doing out there? I know what they're doing. They're mad because their synagogues have been shut down in New York. Apparently, it's too dangerous for the Jews to read the Talmud or whatever Jews do in synagogue. I'm not sure. Some of you guys are Jewish. Whatever you guys do in synagogues, I'm sure it's similar to what people do in evangelical churches and in Catholic parishes, etc. They just want to worship God. But in New York, meanwhile, while BLM has full reign and permission to burn, riot, and loot the city, destroying whatever was left post the extreme lockdowns on COVID, you know who doesn't have the right to assemble? Apparently the Jews. New York has quickly become one of the most anti-Semitic places and has continually targeted Jews for their behavior by them ignoring the lockdowns. I happen to be really cool with the Jews, and I support this protest. I think it's absolutely incredible. We should have more mask burning. Minneapolis, Wauwatosa, New York, all of these places have become increasingly dangerous, and people feel like, you know, they are under attack, and you are under attack. But you know what else is under attack? Not just your physical safety, but your information online. Most people spend up to 4 to 8 hours on average, depending on your age group, online. You know how many things you search and you look up, and people out there, the very powerful people, want to steal your information. They want to sell it to advertisers, and who knows what else they want to do with it, which is why you need to protect yourself, your devices, your family, your kids. Even my hamster Gus has a little iPhone and his one-chambered heart can only take so much, which is why I use a VPN on everything. ExpressVPN is the number one VPN in the world. It is the most trusted, and it's what we use here at Slightly Offensive. If you go to expressvpn.com/offensive right now, you can find out how to get 3 months free of a year subscription. Guys, this is incredible. What you do is just a few clicks. If you just download the app on your phone, or you just go online right now to the website, you can protect all your devices using this technology called Trusted Server, which encrypts all of your information so people cannot steal it, they cannot sell it, and you are completely anonymous online. This is not just about looking at porn or something like this. This is about taking your online safety seriously. Anyway, go to expressvpn.com/offensive right now to find out how to get 3 months free of a year. The vice presidential debate was a couple days ago, and I think we need to clear the air. Other than the fact that Kamala Harris was a entire night, and some of you might be saying, are you going to apologize to your grandma for this one? No. She also not only was completely expecting Pence to not be a complete gentleman like he was and awesome, she tried to say that he was interrupting her. I'm speaking. It's like she has clips on the back of her head holding her face back. I'm speaking. Very creepy looking woman. She also is a liar. She said that Trump said that COVID was a hoax. That's not true. Trump never said that. Snopes says false. Stop it. Just stop it. Just go home. Quit everything. Stop. But she also lied a second time, unfortunately. She misquoted Abraham Lincoln. She said about SCOTUS, about the Supreme Court. She said that Abraham Lincoln declined to fill a Supreme Court seat because it was too close to the election. Breitbart fact-checked, said false. You lying whore. No, they didn't say that. Breitbart's professional. Not unlike this show. They said false. The Senate was out of session. He filled it in one day as soon as it was back. This is not true. So Kamala Harris just lies continually. And I'm sorry for being, this is a really mean segment about her, but it's like, I really don't like these people. I really don't like them. They're evil. And on top of that, I want to remind you that her husband grated her while wearing a face mask. What a loser. Like, I'm just feeling like this a lot more recently. People say, oh, I don't like you, Elijah, when you attack people's appearances or anything. It's time to get petty, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to get petty. What husband greets his wife with a face mask? I'm like, take that face diaper off your chin. Jeez, just what happened to men in this country? On top of that, my favorite moment as we talked about earlier, was that fly on Mike Pence's head. Really great breakout performance. Who would have known that the fly would probably be the most interesting part of what turned out to be one of the most boring 90 minutes of my entire life? I ended up just drinking during it because it was very boring. Anyway, that's not the only thing that was happening. We know that the Mike Pence won the election, according to Telemundo. The headline, Telemundo deletes Twitter poll following VP debate after Kamala Harris gets crushed by Pence at a 74% said that Trump won, but Telemundo then ended up deleting it. ABC's George Stephanopoulos defended Kamala Harris, said that Mike Pence was mansplaining. This is where we tell George Stephanopoulos, shut up. Who cares what you think? You literally suck. Also, George Stephanopoulos has weird sexual kinks, and he's a sex addict. I just wanted to point that out. He actually is. And he talks about his wife talks a lot online about their kinky sex life and butt plugs and just disgusting things. Get that. Now we know why George Stephanopoulos always looks like this. There's something stuck up there. It's disgusting. Tell your wife to stop talking about your sex life. And also, while you're at it, please shut up. Nobody cares what ABC has to say about anything.
That to you, because obviously Mike Pence is a former television commentator, does have a very calm demeanor, but I think a lot of people were noticing some mansplaining going on tonight.
I don't know. I didn't see it that way, George.
I'm done being mean. The mean segments are over. The mean segments are over. These people, you guys, after working in this for a long time, it pisses me off. But you know who doesn't piss me off at all? That's Julia Rosas from Town Hall, who joins me via Skype in Wisconsin. Julia Rosas from Town Hall, welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Elijah.
So just a few days ago, Michelle Obama said that Trump was racist for saying that rioters and looters were coming into the suburbs. But you, I think, captured the first footage that we've seen of homes, multiple homes, being vandalized. Can you walk me through the moments leading up to that and walk me through that actual moment where you saw that and what was going through your head?
So yeah, as I mentioned before, they were just marching along. They were pretty close. They're about probably about a mile and a half away from the Wauwatosa Police Department. And so they were walking along one of the main roads between Milwaukee and Tosha. And so prior to them destroying the homes, they did what, as we've seen, some marches happened, where they started smashing businesses and storefronts. It included a dry cleaners. It included a math tutoring center. And so that, unfortunately, I've come to expect that. So to me, that was normal. Obviously, I filmed it. I captured it for people to see. But then all of a sudden, I see people start darting off and going to the homes. And it was this apartment complex. And all of a sudden, I start hearing windows being smashed. And I was actually very surprised because, I mean, Elijah, as you know and as I know, they don't typically target homes. And even if they do, it's usually because someone was outside the home filming them, or they didn't, you know, express enough support for the Black Lives Matter organization. And so they started to get harassed. But even then, they don't take actual kinetic action against the house. Well, you know, this time there was nobody outside the house. It was dark. It looked like nobody was home. And so they were smashing they were smashing windows. Now, to the marchers' credit, some of them, they did try to stop those that were trying to destroy the apartment complex. Unfortunately, it was a little too late because it was already done. And I wrote this up for Town Hall. I was actually able to interview the owner of that apartment complex. And he said that the only person that was home that night was a 70-year-old woman.
70. Oh, yeah.
Was by herself. She was in her bedroom when the windows were smashed, and so she screamed, she cried, she called him to you know, help her out, because, you know, obviously she was very terrified. And so he had to take her to her sister's place and a few towns over. He estimated that in an early estimate, there was probably about $10,000 worth of damage just in that. I mean, and it wasn't even, you know, thankfully it wasn't burned down or anything crazy like that, because as we know, people like to burn stuff in these riots. But I mean, this was a first for me in terms of seeing them going out of their way to target a house that was just there.
Yeah. Because I know you'll remember this. We were in Kenosha together, and there were some apartments above storefronts that did get burned down, and they were attacked. But I know that we could say that was collateral damage, or people have said, right, they were attacking the stores, and then it just so happened that there's apartments above them that ended up getting hit. But this, right. there was absolutely no commercial real estate, anything. This was just a neighborhood.
Yes. I mean, and that's the thing. And that's why this whole Michelle Obama, it was really poor timing for her to come out and say that. I mean, it was kind of, you know, life comes at you fast moments. I mean, first off, they've been going into the suburbs for quite some time. This isn't the first one. We've seen it in Portland. We've seen it in Seattle. I mean, we've seen it all over the country. And that's because they want to pressure people into supporting their movements. You know, they say, you know, come out of your house, you know, come out and march with us. And sometimes it's nice and other times it's not so much. But this is just another example of rioters taking advantage of just the lack of police presence that was out there. Now, the police did eventually stop them. And I think it was because they started to damage property and homes. But I mean, they could have done it, I guess, before that all happened. But so it was just kind of another, unfortunately, typical chaotic night that we've seen all across the country. And really, I mean, this was all taking place in this deep heart of the suburbs, at least for Milwaukee.
Well, let me ask you this. And this is where you said that they tried to stop. I think I heard, you know, a little more clearly in somebody else's clip too, them yelling, "That's somebody's home." In Brandon or BG on the Scenes clip, you could hear it really clearly. Were they trying to stop people though from attacking, I don't know, other things that matter, like people's property, businesses? Was anybody trying to intervene in those situations when they attacked like that gas station or convenience store, whatever that was?
Yeah. So later on they did loot a gas station because they were trying to get around the police lines because the police kept blocking them at every intersection from going deeper into Wauwatosa. And so they stopped at the intersection where there was a gas station. And they were trying to regroup. They were trying to figure out what to do next. And actually, interesting enough, they were using motorcycles as kind of scouts because there was a guy who came back from a motorcycle saying, "Oh yeah, the police are up there. They're around there. So we got to figure out another way to go." So that you know, they're very organized in that regard. But all of a sudden, people just started rushing into this gas station and taking stuff out, and they were looting and they just trashed it. They were throwing things on the ground. I mean, it was a mess inside and. No one was really trying to stop that. The only reason why it did stop is because police were trying to roll in because the attendant, the clerk, he was in just a completely encased counter, so they couldn't get behind the counter. I assumed he called the police, and that's why they were able to respond to that location. But so the only time I can definitively say that people try to stop kind of the destruction was when they were targeting homes, but when it came to businesses, not so much.
Right. And unfortunately that seems to be the case as, like you said, it's just a random day on a Wednesday and you know, all this stuff happened. Anyway, Julio, where can people find your work? What's the best way they can support you?
So they can find my work at townhall.com. They can become a VIP subscriber. Their money goes towards my travel and all the equipment, because obviously that takes a bit of capital. But you can also just look at my Twitter feed as well. I live tweet whenever I go at Julio_Rosas11. And so it's unfortunately, I think both of us are going to be continuing working along these next few months.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And as I always say, if you made it this far into the podcast, I want to remind you that we need you to go right now and do us a little favor. If you could click down the link in the description and follow us either on Spotify, or you can give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, it really helps us out a lot. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's a simple gesture of love. Some people like gifts. Other people like sex. And those are called love languages. My love language is 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's really all that I ask for. My wife every day just says, "Hey, baby, I just gave you another 5-star review," and our marriage is perfect. And if you want to make our relationship good, you and me, then if you could go ahead and do that. Also, a little house cleaning here. I want to remind you that we had a photo competition. My camera died. You remember this image? I was talking with Chad Prather, and the camera died. And I said, if somebody sends me the best photoshopped picture, they'll get a free t-shirt. The winner of this contest, well, many of you tried and attempted, you weren't that good, okay? You just weren't good enough for the t-shirt. But you know who was? Vincent G. I'm not going to say his last name because I don't even know if anyone knows he's a Republican or right wing or even hates riots. You know, all you have to do is be against BLM today to be considered a white supremacist. Vincent G. Does not have a white last name. I don't even assume he is white, but he is a winner regardless for making me look like I had mental retardation. I believe he I shouldn't be laughing. He made me look like Stephen Hawking, who is now dead. Isn't that funny? Make someone look like a disabled dead person. Well, I thought it was funny. And that's why he wins the shirt on today's show. Thank you so much, Vincent. Anyway, you guys, remember, if you want to support this show, there's a lot of ways to do it. Check us out at blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. It's the just best way to always support this show, the journalism and the people who are out there as we showcase them always. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. Have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I am signing out.